This is Radio Nepal, IMSN, Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Search and rescue operations for people missing in the Bhotikosi flood continue. 6 people rescued today. Government decides to observe September 7th as the day of national mourning in honour of deceased ones in the Bhotikosi flood. Public holiday on September 8th on the occasion of Gen Z Day. Work begins to open an alternative route at Krishnapur along the Prithvi Highway. And United Nations calls for investment in broader regional networks to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Police has reported that 1,252 bodies have so far been recovered following the devastating flood in the Bhotikosi River in Rasuwa. Of the total, 127 bodies were recovered in Rasuwa, 177 in Nuwakot, 60 in Dhading, 355 in Chitwan, 69 in Gorkha, 38 in Tonahu, 218 in Nawalparasi East, 190 in Nawalparasi West, and 18 bodies found in India and handed over to Nawalparasi West, bringing the total to 1,252. Similarly, 2 injured people have died today while undergoing treatment, one at Trivun University Teaching Hospital and another at the National Trauma Center. Meanwhile, after completing the necessary procedures, including the collection of DNA samples for identification, a total of 897 bodies have so far been managed and securely placed underground. Of these, 201 were women, 327 were men, and 369 were unidentified as to gender. The details of 1,052 unidentified bodies have also been uploaded to the Nepal Police website to facilitate identification. The Nepal Police have said search operations are continuing for 4,798 people who remains missing. The search for people missing following the devastating flood in Bhotikosi River in Rasuwa continued today. In the course of the operation, the Nepali Army rescued 6 people who had gone missing in the Bhotikosi flood. According to an update issued by the Nepali Army, search and rescue operations are continuing at tunnels belonging to Langtang and Chilime hydropower companies, with foreign nationals also involved in the search and rescue teams. Similarly, a joint search and rescue team of 93 Nepali and Chinese technicians is continuing operations at Trishuli 3A project, while 89 Nepali Army personnel, 3 civilians and the project's managing director are involved in the search at Trishuli 3B. Meanwhile, Chief of the Nepali Army Staff Ashok Ra Sigdel inspected the hydropower tunnels and affected areas and directed authorities to intensify search and rescue efforts through effective coordination. The government has decided to observe national mourning on the 7th of September in the honour of those deceased in the Bhotikosi River flood. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, said a meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today decided to mark the national mourning in commemoration of those who lost their lives in the flood. On the national mourning day, the national flag will be hoisted at half-mast at all government offices across Nepal and Nepali embassies and missions abroad. Minister Pokhrel said the government has decided to announce a public holiday across the country on the 8th of September on the occasion of Gen Z Martyrs Day. The government has accepted a grant of $5 million from the Asian Development Bank for the rescue and relief of citizens affected by Bhotikosi flood. The government has decided to provide relief tax and customs duty exemption and other facilities under an integrated business recovery plan to help flood-affected industries and businesses resume operations immediately. The Cabinet has also approved the import of 25,000 metric tons of sugar by Salt Trading Corporation Limited and Food Management and Trading Company Limited at a 1% customs duty. Similarly, security personnel and civil servants involved in search and rescue operations following the Bhotikosi flood will receive risk allowances and meal expenses. Those injured during the operations will be provided free medical treatment, while the families of rescuers who die will receive 1 million rupees in relief. Work has begun to cut trees and clear bushes on the hill above Krishnavir along the Prithvi Highway. According to Sachendra Mishra, engineer for the western section of the Nobise Mughalin Road project, 33 people have been mobilized today to cut trees and clear bushes. Four of them are supervisors while the rest are laborers. Bush clearance began on Wednesday while tree cutting started today. Engineer Sachendra Mishra said the appropriate location for reopening the road would be determined after the hill is cleared and inspected by experts. Sharma JV, the construction company undertaking the road expansion, has deployed workers and kept excavators ready on both sides of the hill. The first hill is around 80 meters wide and 30 meters above the road, with another hill above it. Around 200 meters of the road has subsided and developed cracks after the Trishuli River swept away the structure at its base. The road was previously 10 meters wide. Construction company operator Sahadev Kharka said the company was ready to begin the work once the necessary mapping was completed. The House of Representatives on Thursday tabled two international agreements for information. Energy Minister Biraj Bhaktiswaran presented the Nepal-India Long-Term Power Trade Agreement, which aims to promote cross-border electricity trade, renewable energy investment and connectivity, with a target of exporting 10,000 megawatt of electricity to India within 10 years. Law Minister Sobhita Gautam also tabled the BBNJ agreement on the conservation and sustainable use of marine biodiversity beyond national jurisdiction. The House will meet again at 1 p.m. on the 9th of September. Prime Minister Narendra Shah has said all possible resources will be mobilized to rescue people trapped inside Hyderabad project tunnels following the Bhote Kosi flood. During separate meetings with Ujjalo Nepal Party chairperson Kulman Ghising and Nepali Communist Party leader Barsaman Pun, Shah discussed ongoing research, rescue, treatment and relief efforts. Ghising urged the government to deploy the necessary equipment and personnel, while Shah said experts teams were working to ensure the safe rescue of those trapped. The meetings also focused on restoring infrastructure damaged by the flood and bringing affected hydropower projects back into operation. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal briefed Nepal's international missions, the World Bank, Asian Development Bank and UN agencies on Thursday about the Bhote Kosi flash flood on the 26th of August, its devastation along the Bhote Kosi and Trishuli corridors, and the government's search and rescue efforts. Minister Khanal updated them on foreign nationals affected and international assistance received. The minister said protecting lives, locating missing people and rescuing those stranded remain the government's top priorities, including ensuring the safety of foreign nationals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break. Vives gaye pari chinta ki na garde Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pari paunu hos hami sangai call gardus beta chalaunus sansar bhari sajile Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Work is underway to clear debris from the entrance or cable duct tunnel of the Trishuli 3A hydropower project in Nuwakot, where people are believed to be trapped following the devastating Bhote Kosi flood on the 26th of August. According to the Nepali Army, a 93-member rescue team including Chinese experts and technicians is conducting search and rescue operations using 5 pieces of heavy equipment including an excavator, compressor and breaker. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. United Nations officials on Thursday called for investment in resilient infrastructure, cross-sector partnerships and greater regional connectivity in transport, energy, trade and digital technologies to advance the UN Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, which are far, of course, from being achieved. Addressing the second Global Business Summit on Belt and Road infrastructure investment to accelerate the SDGs held in Singapore. Sanda Ojiambo, Assistant Secretary General and CEO of the UN Global Compact, said only 36% of SDG targets are on track or marking moderate progress, while 15% are in decline. The Xinhua News Agency cited Ojiambo as saying companies worldwide are navigating infrastructure challenges intensified by climate change, technological disruption, shifting supply chains, resource constraints, and growing scrutiny from investors and consumers. She said the majority of the SDG targets rely on infrastructure investment. A blanket of toxic haze is enveloping parts of Indonesia and spreading into Malaysia, Singapore, and the Philippines as weeks-long wildfires continue to burn. According to the BBC, millions of people across large swaths of Southeast Asia have been exposed to the smoke, which in some areas have fueled acutely unhealthy pollution more than 15 times the World Health Organization's recommended level. Many of the ongoing fires have been burning across Sumatra and Indonesian Borneo since mid-July, underpinned by a so-called Super El Nino that is exacerbating drought conditions. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and as a few places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sutupashan provinces. At some places in the hilly areas of the country, at a few places in the areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sutupashan provinces and at one or two places in Madhes province and the Tarai area of Kosi province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and in the hilly areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Search and rescue operations for people missing in the Bhotikosi flood continue. 6 people rescued today. Government decides to observe September 7th as a day of national mourning in honor of deceased ones in the Bhotikosi flood. Public holiday on September 8th on the occasion of Gen Z Day. Work begins to open an alternative route at Krishnapur along the Prithvi Highway. And United Nations calls for investment in broader regional networks to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.